Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Thank you for meeting me here this morning for the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. This hour, Power of Prayer, with Pastor Darlene Bandage is the pastor over this ministry. Just thanking God for everyone that's here on this line and the ones that wanted to be here for whatever reason they couldn't. I thank God for you, and just thank God for this June 20th, 2023. I thank God for, you know, life, health, and strength this morning, for that we are alive and we are here today because somebody didn't wake up this morning. So I'm thankful and I'm grateful, as I know that we all are, that we are amongst the living right now, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you, God, for this hour, Power of Prayer, where we come together in unity, on one accord, the same mind. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, touching and agreeing with one another. Hallelujah, giving us strength this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to pray for all mankind to stand in the gap in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we come together right now, God, for by grace through faith are we saved through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast, Father. Thank you for grace right now, God. Thank you for new mercies this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, for sound minds. Thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are, hallelujah, the author and the finisher of our faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God, because you are our shepherd. Hallelujah. For Lord, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. In the miraculous name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for, Lord, you are our shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He maketh us to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth us beside the still waters. He restores our souls. He leadeth us through the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we shall fear no evil, for thou art with us. Thy rod, thy staff, they comfort us. Thou preparest a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Thou anointest our heads with oil. Our cups runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And Lord, we ask you for your forgiveness, Lord, right now, God, for thoughts, wrong thoughts, one thinking right now, God, any negative thoughts that we may have, and anything that we may have done to not please you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, asking you to search our hearts, Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to see whether we be in the faith, Father, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, hallelujah, we ask you to forgive us of any sin that we have committed. Right now, God, in the name of Jesus, those things knowingly and unknowingly, seen and unseen, Father. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God, in your Son, Jesus' name. Hallelujah, for forgiving us right now, God, and that we are free to pray, praise, and worship you, Father, in the name of Jesus, turning hearts of stone into hearts of flesh, Father, in the name of Jesus, throwing every evil thing back to the pit, returning it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. All fear, unbelief, and doubt, Lord, because you have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind in the name of Jesus. Thanking you right now, God, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, Father, in the name of Jesus, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we appreciate you this morning in the name of Jesus because we are still here, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, because our life is not our own. All that we are and we hope to be, it always is because of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we honor you and we praise you today in the name of Jesus. So we thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for the Holy Ghost right now, God. Lord, we ask him to come into our homes this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for the Holy Spirit that dwells within us, Father, in the name of Jesus, that will teach us, lead and guide us into all truth. Guide us by this order our steps in the word this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for a desire, discipline, and delight this morning right now, God, that we come together in unity on one accord right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To sing praises to your name, Father, in the name of Jesus, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal this morning, but mighty through you, God, through the pulling down of strongholds, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you right now, God, for the blood of Jesus, your word right now, God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We honor you and we praise you today for our victory right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We give your word back to you this morning. Hallelujah. Psalms 119, 105. Thy word, Lord, is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God, for your word, Lord. In Hebrews 4:12, we give that back to you, Father, this morning. For the word is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing of asunder, hallelujah, of the soul and spirit, hallelujah, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. Thank you for your word right now, God, that analyzes, direct, correct, protective, and expose every attempt of the enemy right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Thanking you right now, God, for lifting the scales off of our eyes this morning, Father, opening our ears to hear you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thanking you right now, God, because we are your servants, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We are here to serve you, not the other way around, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over our minds, our bodies, our spirit, our will, and our emotions, over our children, our grandchildren, and their children, Father, this morning in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for providing us right now, God, with everything that we need, Father, for this day, Father, for this is the day that you have made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for truth right now, Father. We thank you right now, God, hallelujah, for your character, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and we are Christ-minded. In the name of Jesus this morning right now, God, that we shall think on things that are true and honest and just, hallelujah, and pure and lovely and of a good report. If there be any virtue, if there be any praise, to think on these things, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we come before you in bending knee, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thanking you right now, God. Hallelujah. For Hebrews 12:1, that says, wherefore, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness. Let us lay aside every weight and sin that which does so easily beset us, and let us run the race, hallelujah, hallelujah, with patience, the race that is set before us in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for the prayers of the righteous that avail as much this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. And many are the affliction of the righteous, Lord God, but you deliver us out of them all, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for positive speaking. Hallelujah. Positive thinking, Father, this morning, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for being our deliverer, for being our healer, for being our stone tower, for being our bomb in Gilead, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for being our righteousness, for being our peace, Father. So, Lord, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, thank you right now, God, for allowing us just to walk in our holiness, in our deliverance, walk in our peace, walk it out in the name of Jesus. Walk it out, Father Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that we can boldly come to the throne of grace and let our requests be made known to you, God, in the name of Jesus. And it's all because of your son, Jesus, right now, and that we are able right now, God, to come before you right now, God, that he stands between us and you, Father, in the name of Jesus, interceding on behalf of all mankind also, Father, because he loves us so, and we are his friends. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for holiness without no man shall see God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we honor you and we praise you for the victory in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for everything, all that we do for Christ. Only what we do for Christ is going to last, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God. We bind every jinx, hex, vex, curse, witchcraft, warlock spirit. Hallelujah. Every spirit not of the Holy Spirit, and even those things that not come into mind this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, hallelujah. Bless us right now, God, to be overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimony in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you right now, God. We throw every evil work, every evil thought right now, God, every spirit of infirmity back to the pit of hell from which it came in the name of Jesus. We turn every evil work back to the sender in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. It will not prosper. It is cast down as vain imagination, not seated. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, for no weapon performed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for truth. We thank you right now, God, for justice. We thank you right now for increasing our faith this morning, Father, in the name of Father, in the name of Jesus, giving us what we need today, Father, quickening now us, Father, in your Son, Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Deliver us from evil, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done in the lives of, hallelujah, your people, your church, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We honor you and we praise you right now, Father God, in all those that you do for us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. So we thank you this morning, Lord God, for the prayer that has went forth, Father, in the name of Jesus. And this is Sister Gladys this morning, or facilitating this Tuesday morning, June the 20th to 2023. And I'm asking everyone that when someone is talking or singing or giving a testimony, that we mute our mic so that the ones that are listening on will be able to hear clearly what is being said today, Father, in the name of Jesus, and the word that God has for us today. So, and we're going to make sure that when we get on the line and we start laying our petitions before God, that we leave room for the Pastor Darlene Bunnish so that she will give a word that God has for us today also in the name of Jesus. So we want, I'm asking everyone to come online and let's give God the praises this morning as a corporate prayer in Jesus' name before we let our petitions be made known unto God this morning. Hallelujah, God. We thank you right
Jesus.
Now, Father.
Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we worship your holy name. Lord God, we magnify you, Jesus. Faithful, Lord. Good, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are able, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We magnify you, Lord.
Oh, Lord God, we give you praise,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. We magnify you. We lift you up. We exalt you,
God. We're grateful, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy.
Thank you, Lord. We need you, Jesus, God. We need your protection, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for protecting us, Jesus. Thank you for caring for us, Lord God. Thank you for providing for us, Jesus. Thank you for keeping us, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you for removing every obstacle, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We thank you for making us the head and not the tail, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are providing. Thank you, Jesus, for providing, Lord.
Thank
you for making a way, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for waking me up, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, for waking my kids up, Jesus. My mama, my dad, Heavenly Father, my sisters, Jesus. Thank you for your anointing, Jesus. Thank you for your anointing, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you for your anointing, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for being our redeemer, Lord God. Thank you for redeeming us, Jesus. Thank you for your redeeming blood, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You said those that love you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are worthy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
magnify the Lord
with thank you, Jesus. Oh, give faith to the Lord, for he is good.
As we enter into the house of the Lord, we sing praises.
Thank you, God.
Thank you,
God. God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for the praises of the Lord that gives
you
peace today, God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for the miraculous today, God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We praise your name, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We are the righteousness of God, oh God. We thank you, Lord, today, that therefore we are entitled to covenant kindness and covenant favor.
Thank you, Lord.
The favor
thank
of God
you,
is among
Jesus.
The righteous. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, the favor of God abounds the righteous,
you,
God. Therefore, it surrounds us everywhere we go and in everything
thank
we do, oh God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank,
the
you,
favor
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
manifestation
you.
In our lives,
thank
oh God. Never again will
you,
we be without the favor of God. It rests especially upon us. It profusely abounds in us, oh God. We are part of the generation that is experiencing God's favor intentionally, lifting and surpassingly before the supernatural increase. Ocean, restoration, honor, Lord, increase access, greater victory, recognition, promise, preferential treatment of God, petitions granted, policies and rules changed in battles won, in which we do not have to fight, oh God, the faith of God is on us and goes before us, oh God. Therefore, our lives will never be the same, oh God. This is the time of God's favor in our lives. That is the favor of God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, thank you, Lord, today that our children are taught
of the
glory to the name of Jesus.
We
thank
you for
your peace, O God.
And our peace of the
trouble today that
in a book, oh,
you're giving
the children
found the land, O God, in this United States of America, Lord, in this world where we live, God. Thank you, Father, for each and every day, Lord, each and every time of our lives, oh God, that you give us, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that we have been exposed to the truth and the truth making us free, God. In the name of Jesus, thank you for freedom this morning, God. Freedom in you, God. Freedom to serve you, God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you to cover each and every one of us with the blood
of
Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, today that we use your word, oh God, that your word will not go out of the height and void, oh God, you shall accomplish that which you sent it to do, oh God.
Thank you.
Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that we put your word on every
thank you,
Lord, for
making
a way, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for
blessing
us. May it nourish our body that we do good work on.
Thank you, Lord, for blessing us, giving us favor on our jobs today, God.
Thank you, Father, is our heart's desire.
Thank you, Lord, today for permanent places, oh God, in Jesus' name, God. In the name of
Jesus, thank you for always being the same. Thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy on our lives. Thank you, Father, that we
in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
In the name of Jesus, we love you so much. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
We can have, oh God, we can do what the word says we can do. In Jesus' name, we render effective every negative word we have spoken, every negative thought we have thought, oh God, every word and thought that has been contrary to the truth of God's word, oh God. Thank you, Lord, from this moment forward, we will acknowledge only the good things that are in us in Christ Jesus, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We stand it now out of the good treasure of our hearts, oh God. Only good things will come to pass, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God, oh God.
Thank you for
health and wellness.
Thank you,
Lord, today we have a right to be God and creation and care of God and enjoying air we breathe. We have been delivered from the power of God and transformation. And
prayer,
the praise,
and the
glory of God. We are
grateful, Father. We are grateful, Father.
Of the sorry
open
eyes, and disease, poverty, and death, of God. We can do all things.
We're grateful for peace,
God. We are more than a conqueror. He never
congruent and well. Praise you, Father. Thank you for all the gifts of the Spirit that you share with us. That we know that God is going to step into this world that you dwell within us, Father, and that others can, we are illuminated, that others can see. Look at us, we're just so bright, so cheery.
Unity, O God, is come against the church and speaks of the devil. Unity, O God, in our home.
We're so grateful to you, Father, that you dissipate.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, thank you for the spirit of
reconciliation,
O God. In the name of Lord, we
thank
you. We praise you, God, for
discord,
and your righteousness, God.
Father, joy that we live in our relationship with you, God.
Thank you, God.
Jesus, thank you that we come together in your name. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, holy is our God Almighty.
Worthy
to worship, worthy to praise.
We trust you, God, oh God, that what you bring to us, oh God, we receive it, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus, glory to your name, God. We praise your holy name. Hallelujah.
Christ is going to last.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name,
glory, 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 glory.
Holy, holy, holy.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Father.
Try to come in this distract right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. What's going forth this morning? We cast it back to the pit of hell from which it came in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We bind the spirit of distraction. We bind the hindering spirit.
Yes,
and we
Father,
bind
we're in agreement. We bind and rebuke getting weapons of the enemy.
In the name of Jesus and this ministry. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you right now today. And I thank everyone on this prayer line that came to meet us here this morning. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And I just like for everyone that's on this line this morning to give their name so we can see who is here this morning in Jesus' name. The mics are open for, you know, just say your name this morning. The
Sister
ones
Lucinda
that are
here. Yeah, Sister Lucinda here, and I'm in agreement with our fellowship here. Amen.
Thank you, my sister. Anyone else?
Good morning, Pastor Celestica here, listening in agreement.
Good morning.
Before we have a blessed day.
Good morning, Sister Scholastica. We thank you. Who else is here?
Good morning.
Good morning, this is Chris.
Good morning, Sister Chris.
Good morning, this is Mary.
Good morning, Mary. Sister Mary. Anyone else?
Yes, good morning. This is Darlene B. God bless everybody. I love you.
Good morning, Pastor Bondage. Is there anyone else? So what I want to do this morning, anyone that have a song on their heart to sing, and I don't want to rush anybody, but I want to still have time so we can have our prayer request. So anybody have a song on their heart this morning, or you know, a praise report this morning? The mics are open now, so you can do that, and let us make it, you know, brief, so we can, you know, get through the whole entirety of this prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry this morning.
I have a praise report, Lucinda here, and I in April, anyway, I had run into a utility pole with my truck, and it had 250,000 miles on it. And anyway, so it was totaled. And within 2 days, God had provided me the most wonderful opportunity for a vehicle. A 98-year-old man had decided he was done driving, and his car was a 2007 with 38,000 miles on it. And new tires, and like a brand new car, and it is now mine.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. For the
blessing right now, Father God. In the name of Jesus, for our
Lord.
Praise your
name, God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Praise your name, God. Praise your
name,
God.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You are wonderful,
yes.
Jesus. Thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes. But, is anyone else? A song on
yes,
their
good
heart.
Morning. Darlene B. Again, I just want to say thanks, everyone, for your prayers. I am doing so much better today than I did last week. I am feeling stronger in my body, and it was just really strange to me, but I'm glad that God, you know, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and those who are
Amen.
According to her. So
Amen.
I'm just grateful
Amen.
For the prayers of righteous men and women, and I'm just saying, you know, I just thank God for the prayers that work. Our prayers are working, and we're just grateful for what God is doing right now. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord.
And praise the Lord. You sound stronger, too, my sister. Is there anyone else? Well, Sister Mary, I want you to come before, you know, with prayer. So this is a short prayer for us this morning, if you don't mind.
Yes. Oh, God, we are so grateful this morning, God. God, thank you, Lord Jesus, for, oh, God, this life, oh, God. Thank you, God, for being in the midst of us, oh, God, coming among us, oh, Lord God, rejoicing too, Lord God, that we as your people have gathered together to uplift your name, to give you praise this morning, to give you glory this morning, to acknowledge you, Lord God, for your divine favor in our lives, oh, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, for just blessing us, oh, Lord God, the things that we pray for and in need of, Lord God. You are the provider, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, this morning for being a great Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Father God. Those things, Lord God, that you promised us, oh, Lord God, as your your people, Lord God, your saints, Lord God, as children of God, Lord God. You keep your promises to us, for us, oh God. And God, for that, we give you glory. We're so grateful this morning, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have order, Lord God, and discipline on this prayer line as we gather together on one accord, Lord God. Standing in the power of agreement, Lord God. We just bless your name, Lord God. We bless your name, God, this morning, Lord God. We thank you for a great word that is coming forth, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, as we go forth in our day, Lord God, knowing, Lord God, that we have first, Lord God, honored you this morning, Lord God. It is just a blessing to get up in the morning. It said, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that I'm here, Lord God. I'm closed in my right mind, Lord God. I'm among the living, Father God. God, we are so grateful, Lord God, for your goodness this morning. Now, God, continue to bless us, oh, Lord God. Bless us, oh, Lord God. Bless us, oh, Lord God, as we go forth this day, Lord God, in your favor, Lord God, walking with you, Lord God, and talking with you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, my sister, for that prayer, that wonderful prayer this morning. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead on and start, and then just get the word in, and then we can see if there's anybody that came in on late to give a praise report before we start praying over them and turn it over to Sister Pastor Bondage this morning. I just want to give you words of encouragement this morning, and it starts with, it isn't until we go through difficult times that we truly understand our great need to be revived. We yearn and even ache for God to breathe life back into our dry bones. Nothing can refresh us the way he can. No vacation, spa, or conference is going to make us feel alive unless Jesus meets us in the midst of it. Jesus, the Son of God, who burns with holy, sacred love, is reaching out to us. The fire of his love will move us from passivity to passion, even while dark shadows linger nearby. The glory of his love will propel us into the light. Grace will strengthen you and set you on your feet again. Where discouragement has refused you, just a drop of his love will flood your soul like waves crashing upon the seashore. You don't have to wait. You only need to release all the negativity that has bombarded you and ask him to replace it with his power and grace. God, revive us. We need a fresh touch of your grace, glory, and love. We shake off everything that's been trying to bring us down. We are not a quitter. We are conquerors. We are a child of the Most High God. Breathe upon us, spirit, soul, and body. And give us back our momentum and zest for life. We lift our voice to sing your praises and declare our victory in the name of Jesus. And I thank God for that this morning, because that's what came to me to share with you this morning. So I just appreciate God for his word. I thank God, hallelujah, that I have already prayed this morning for times such as this when I want to give everybody a time to have something to say. So I'm just thanking God for the prayers that have came forth this morning from myself. And I thank God for the prayers that I'm just waiting on him to do, hallelujah, to see the prayers come into fruition that I've already prayed for my family members this day, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I just thank God for all that he's done, all that he's doing, and all that he's about to do in my life. And prayer for the children, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And my prayer for the children this morning is for love for God's word. Lord, may our children regard your word as more precious than gold and sweeter than honey. And that comes from Psalms 19:10, in the name of Jesus. So I want to turn the mic over to anyone else that have a prayer request this morning. The lines are open, and mute your mic so everyone can be heard this morning. Thank you. Unmute your mics this morning.
Yes, good morning. I just want to keep the children, I mean, in prayer all across the nation. There are young children who are being hurt, children who are being killed, some accidentally, and just people doing crazy things. So we want to pray for, I was just thinking about that demon of murder once again. We need to bind that demon up. We had a crazy weekend, just people getting shot in different places. So we want to pray that God would give peace and no retaliation. You know, people, a lot of times they want to retaliate when somebody does something to them or to their family. So we just pray that God will just give people peace of mind and things will be on the quiet in the United States and around the world. I also want to pray for my daughter and her husband and all those who are married, that God will continue to give them peace. They just celebrated, I believe it was 16 years of marriage last week. And there are others who are out there who have been married for quite a while, like Sister Linda T, 56 years, that God will continue to bless those who are married and those who are not married, those who want mates, that God will bring the proper mate so that they will have long, blissful marriages. So we want to pray for marriages and for single people, that God will help to bring those right persons into the lives, that the man will find the wife and will find a good thing, and they will be favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I just thank God for that. And I know that there are certain people who have gardens, and I pray that the gardens will flourish and continue to produce good crops. You know, a lot of us may be growing things in our yards or in our gardens so that we can have some fresh, organic food. So I pray that God will bless those. And then also the businesses. We have several businesses here. I believe Sister Lucinda has a business. Sister Chris has a business. Pastor Scholastica has a business. I'm not sure who else, but whoever else has it. Oh, Sister Gladys does have one too. So we're just going to pray that God will bless these businesses to flourish, and that as people are serving other people, that the Spirit of the Lord will be there to help draw people to the kingdom. Amen. And not just those who will have businesses, but all of us. We pray that we all will help to let others know about Jesus. So the Spirit of Salvation, we want to pray for that this morning, that there will be a Spirit of Salvation across the nation. And I do thank God, one of my nephews, we've been praying for Albert. So Sunday, Albert became a member of the church where my sister and her husband are. Well, her husband is a pastor, so we thank God for Albert. And we want to pray for Albert, that Albert will be strengthened in his walk and is resolved to serve the Lord. So Albert in prayer for that reason. And then all of our other nieces, nephews, aunts, uncles, and those who are not saved, just pray for salvation. Amen? Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone?
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I want to say good morning to everyone, and I'd like y'all to pray with me and for me. I have five of my grandchildren, and they welcome to stay until it's time to go back to school. But I'm just praying for safety and peace and unity. And even though, you know, like I keep food, if they want to eat, you know, I'm real grateful for that. And as far as we just traveling around Georgia, just doing different things, going to different places, like to different family members' houses, staying the night, and just pray for their safety. And I agree with you, Sister Darlene, for the prayer that you just prayed. And I just pray that God continue on having his way. And the paperwork that I have to take care of, I'm believing God for the favor, and I just continue asking y'all to pray with me and for me with the paperwork for us. Put my John Hancock here and put my John Hancock there. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Is there anyone else?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Mary. I want to, I'm asking for prayer, a continuous prayer for the Crawford family. Miss Helen Crawford is on life support, and they were going to put her in hospice on today, I believe. And I just want to make prayer for the doctors, those that are administrating service to her in the medical field. I just don't know how important that is for someone to know what they're doing and to know the names of medication and to know what these medications would do to other parts of your body, especially when you're coming in healthy and all of a sudden bombarded with medications that know have harm effects that will affect other parts of the body. So just continue to pray for that family. They're making a decision from a woman that was healthy, and now she is, her life is just about ending, as we saw on yesterday. So continue to pray for the Crawford family. Pray for Kim, who's having to make a decision. Lost her sister. They lost their sister and daughter in February, and now the mother, 4 months later, in May. So that's it's hard on that family. But on next Thursday, two beautiful babies is coming into the world. So continue to pray for that family. It's the Crawford family. God bless. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else? Well, I have one last thing to say. I'm coming from Malachi 3:10. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, 8 to 12. We can go to 3:8 to 12. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and try me in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open up the doors, the windows of heaven, and pour you out blessings that you will not have room enough to receive. And I said that because I'm praying for my daughter and her husband about tithing. You know, they want God to do so much. But, you know, also there's a scripture that says that will a man rob God, how will he rob God? Through tithes and offerings. So, you know, I'm putting that, out there, God. You know, that he would deal with their hearts with that, and God would bless them so much more if they'd be obedient and not steal from him, in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
So what we're going to come together, and we're going to pray over these requests, each and every one of us. We unmute our mics, and let's come together and pray over these requests that we have set forth.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Lord, we just thank you this morning for.
Thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, grant favor, Father God. And understanding, Lord God, wisdom, Lord God, when we need you, Father God, making the decisions, oh, Lord God. Oh, be thy comforter, oh, Lord God. Be thy God, and be the Lord Jehovah. Shalom, God of peace, O Lord God. Oh God, I just pray, O God, for her life, O God. Pray for Kim, God, for she's getting the rest. She's in the food that she needs, O God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, strengthen her, Lord God. Comfort her, Father God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Grant her peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord Jesus. O God, humble her and be with Camille, Lord God, and his wife, O God. Those two beautiful babies be born, Lord God, healthy, whole. Strengthen, Lord God. Comfort them, Father God. Jesus,
you go out of any way.
Every day, Lord God.
Will be on earth as it is in heaven.
Father, you be the ones that are obedient to your word, Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm going to help you in your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Communication lines are open right now. Thank you, right
now. Jesus.
And Lord, we pray that they have many supports.
Blessed is my
daughter, daughter and her husband have been many, many more.
Oh, God, we pray, Lord God. Those
thank
that
God.
Are on food the earth, Lord God, and it will flourish, O Lord God, and be good to the soul, Father God. In the name of Jesus, O God, bless our businesses, O God, those who have small business, God, abundantly, Lord God, as they grant to you, Lord God, tithe them, give them tithe and their offerings, Lord God. God, you said, prove me, Lord God, and you will thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you,
Lord.
In Jesus'
name. Lord.
We're turning it over to the God.
Amen.
And praise the Lord. Thank you for leading us this morning. Thank everyone who is here today. We just are glad that God has blessed us to come together once again and to be in agreement with him and agreement with each other. As we agree, we know that there's power in agreement because the word lets us know that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. So there's power in agreement. So we're grateful for the agreement today. And each and every day we come here together. So I am thanking God for that. And I just want to read real quick the scripture of the week, which is in the book of Psalms, chapter 5, verse 11 through 12. It says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defeatest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. Verse 12 says, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous, and favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. So we're grateful today for that word, and even for the word that Sister Gladys brought us, and we're just believing that God will continue to strengthen us as we sup of his word, as we eat that word, and our souls will be satisfied in him. Hallelujah, Jesus. So as we're leaving today, we cover and seal all prayers and praises with the blood of Jesus. We decree today that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against us in judgment is condemned. We decree today that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass. In fact, we send them back to the sender in Jesus' name, and we decree that everything that the enemy meant for our harm shall turn out for our good in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree today that we cover our minds and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I decree that we overcome the devil through the blood of Jesus. I decree today that we break the power of sin and iniquity in our lives through the blood of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I decree today that we would not be afraid of 10,000 that have set themselves against us, because God is a shield for us. Hallelujah. I decree that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is a strong tower from the enemy in Jesus' name. I decree today that the power in your hands is being released in our lives, and that is, we're speaking of God today. I decree that we rule over our enemies through the power of God in Jesus' name. I decree today that God favors us, and he lets his right arm bring us into our possession in the name of Jesus. I decree today that we shall continue to walk by faith and not by sight in Jesus' name. And we shall continue to resist that devil, and he flees from us in Jesus' name. I decree today that the Lord God Almighty gives us power to get wealth, and he's putting us in a wealthy place as we look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith, as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All the things that we need shall be added unto us. And I decree today that as we obey and serve the Lord God Almighty, that we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasures in Jesus' name. I decree today that our enemies shall fall by the sword, and the sword is the word of God, so we use that against the enemy in the name of Jesus. So as we are leaving today, remember that I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. We're loving people into the kingdom. By his loving kindness, he drew us to him. So we want to show love as we go out there into the world. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. So let us continue to go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Everybody have a beautiful rest of the day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today.
There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.